Hello, it's Monday, September the 20th, and we are back in Isaiah chapter 52. Last time we were looking at verse 7, how beautiful are the feet of those that publish glad tidings, good news. They publish salvation, and they say to Zion, your God reigns. And we talked about Philippides, the guy who ran that leg from Marathon back to Athens and Sparta in 490 BC. This text, of course, as we said, is quoted in the 10th chapter of Romans. And now, in verses 8, 9, and 10, Isaiah depicts that salvation using the metaphor of the Babylonian captivity of Jerusalem. And in verse 8, we have a scene of watchmen on the walls of the city singing for joy as this good news comes. And then in verse 9, the entire city bursts into song. And then in verse 10, another picture of this good news spreading beyond Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. And that's another one of those Great Commission moments in the prophecy of Isaiah, that he really does have a message that is meant for the whole world, that God has good news for sinners to the ends of the earth. And this is a perspective, I think, that has gripped a number of people. Here at First Presbyterian Church, the need for being mission-oriented and mission-minded, it's one of the features of our congregation. And we have a search committee right now looking for an associate minister of missions. And if you think of it, pray for that committee that they will find the person that God has for us. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow, and have a wonderful day.